Hey, this is Ruby from Dryad Tea, and you are listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 629. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here to build a diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support to keep them making more music. So if you hear music you love, you can start by emailing the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Then go support them financially. Buy a single, buy a CD, buy some merch that they have. Just send them some virtual, money through PayPal. In any case, you can find a link to all the artists in the show notes along with showtimes when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. We are once again officially sponsoring Irish Fest Atlanta this year. It takes place November 3rd through 5th, 2023, with headliners Ashley Davis Band and Dervish. Find out more at IrishFestAtlanta.org. And Miranda Nelson Designs does the graphics for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. In fact, you might notice that the design of our show graphics is newly updated. She is redesigning her website right now as well, and the new layout goes live on October 1st. You can buy a fun variety of Irish and Celtic inspired shirts in her store when it goes live again on October 1st. All right, this is another episode of Celtic Women, and we started off with Dryad T. That was Ruby from Dryad T. She actually used to sing with the band Pandora Celtica when they were around. Now she sells tea at a bunch of places. I saw her at Gen Con this year, and it was so much fun seeing her, and I asked her if she would record a little promo for the podcast, which she graciously did. So thank you, Ruby, for that introduction. We kicked off the show with One Street Over, Ocean Set. That was from their album Beyond the Gate, and that features Katie Enders on fiddle. Now, Emily and Nora Carroll are the sisters who make up the Carroll Sisters. They both play fiddle. This is Sean Quinn's Bee's Wing from Daybreak. Thank you.
Thank you.
After the Carroll sisters came Spoil the Dance with the Dowie Dins of Yarrow from their album Returning Home and featuring Gaynor Brooke on vocals. Then Ellen Gibling, who plays harp, she shared Wendell's Wedding and On Schoen Dirt from The Bend in the Light. And we finish up the set with Mira Nicaoli with her track A Single Thread from her album The Small Hours. And Mira sings and plays flute and whistle, although I think she just sings in this track. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email, voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com or send a picture to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can also message me on Facebook. Ethan Sellers of Logical Flaw emailed, "Hi, Mark. Just wanted to send a belated thank you for the Mother's Day spin. Such a nice thing to highlight the women in Celtic music. The strong presence of women, especially instrumentalists, in traditional music is one of the things I really appreciate about the field. Cheers." Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate you appreciating it. I do like to highlight those who don't get as much attention in the musical world, and I've been very pleased that I've been able to do it for so many years. Ann Peck McBride emailed, "I first heard the podcast about 13 years ago, and it's taken me all this time to become a Patreon member. Sorry, Mark. I'm embarrassed to say I listen to your podcast while I'm doing housework. It's a treat I give myself so that I'll actually do the housework. I'm always surprised at the wonderful new Celtic artists you play. I first listened to you because I needed to hear all the Celtic music I could. I listen now partly for that reason, and partly because for the last few years, I have co-hosted a Celtic Music Hour program in Salem, Oregon on KMUZ, as my friend, and I think yours, Stephen Behrens, said. We've fallen down the rabbit hole of Celtic music, and here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of Celtic musicians. Thanks." Thank you so much, Anne, for supporting the podcast after so many years. I really appreciate it. Anytime is always good, and you should never be embarrassed, I think, listening to the podcast while doing housework. I do it myself sometimes, too. A lot of times I do it when I'm out running or walking, exercising, but it is a wonderful way to, you know, pick you up when you're trying to get stuff done around the house. So, you know, feel free to send those pictures. I've got some dirty dishes in a recent episode, so, you know, that's okay. No judgment here. So, and say hi to Steve for me. And I love all the Celtic musicians that are coming out of the Pacific Northwest. I would love to see more from around the world. So make sure you drop them an email or email me let me know about the musicians in your area. CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Deborah Roche emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. I recently played your St. Patrick's Day 2023 podcast from SiriusXM and loved it. Many years ago, 85 to 91, I had opened the Celtic Cottage and Roches of Ireland in Davenport and Bettendorf, Iowa, which brought me to do an Irish show at St. Ambrose University for their college radio. How much fun that time in my life was. Whenever you give back to your community, it is just the best when your family roots are connected, as my father's parents were from County Limerick, Ireland, Glen and Newcastle West. Hope you're well, and thank you for the music podcast. That's fantastic, Deborah. I really appreciate you sharing that. And you're right, being a part of your community is an important thing. I still remember when I was in college, I did ballroom dancing, and they always told us that the best way to become an expert at ballroom dancing was to join the board for ballroom dancing. And it was all because you got involved in your community. And again, if you want to get great at Celtic music, get involved in your community. And whether that's online, offline, wherever, you know, go to an Irish session. If there's no Irish session, then start a little group on Facebook for your community, your area. And if it's too small, expand it. Just find an area that you find other people who enjoy the music. So thank you for sharing. And thank you for sharing the picture as well. Melissa Hellman emailed a photo, here we go, of her dirty dishes. I knew there was a dirty dishes picture coming up. So exciting. I know. Keep up the great work for the podcast. Thank you, Melissa. Again, don't be ashamed of sharing your dirty dishes. I love it. And finally, Christopher Patrick of Salem, Massachusetts, emailed a couple photos. Hello, Mark. I can't tell you how happy I am to have discovered the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, but I'm going to try all the same. You see, in my childhood, my five siblings would get loaded up into our family station wagon every Saturday morning by our mother. She would then proceed to drive us all into Boston for our weekly Irish step dancing lessons. Our rides, both in and back, were spent listening to Boston's AM's radio show, The Irish Hour, and later, The Irish Hit Parade, still in the air to this day. So those jigs and reels were ingrained in us in our step dancing, and the other traditional music was from our rides there and home. My mother soon landed us an agent, and we, the six kids, danced all around the greater Boston area. Wow, that's fantastic, Christopher. It is no real big surprise that these days I play in an Irish music band with my family, comprised of myself, my brother, two sisters, and brother-in-law. We perform under the name Fitzblarney, based in Salem, Massachusetts. I've attached a couple photos for you, too. One of the six of us in our 1970s step dancing attire, and one from this past St. Patrick's Day where Fitzblarney played out at the Witch's Brew Pub in Salem. The music you play means a lot to me, so I recently became a patron just out of appreciation. Thanks, and Solancha. P.S. I would love to one day get on your podcast. That'd be so cool. Thank you so much, Christopher. What a great story. And so glad that you're still dancing and still sharing the music. If you want to submit, it's really easy. Complete the permission form at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. I would love to play your music on this podcast. So please go submit that. And that's for Fitzblarney or anyone out there. Next up, we have Scottish Fish. This is Trip to Dingle from their album Upscale. It features Ava Montesi on fiddle, Caroline Dressler on fiddle, Julia Habley on cello and piano, Julia Homa on fiddle and piano, and Maggie MacPhail fiddle and piano. Here's Scottish Fish.
Seek in a Camish huddle's gale and mutter, if I have a low, if I have a low. La hugan quan fagnu eith na piatu, eo hori habo hi e, eo hori habo roa, ale leiro hi o, o hi o. Hugan quanut fagru hit na piano. If I had a low, if I had a low, Basmal hit na spin and span a rail and salvo. Hey, oh, hori habo hi, hey, oh, hori habo roa, ale leiro hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh. Yagam kurik and kur hinyeshwani, if I had a low, if I had a low. Namfaying gak skela hishi bisu wadro, hey yo, hori habo hi, hey yo, hori habo roa, ale hiro hi yo, oh hi yo. Blood of Vado Linya Salo, if I had a low, if I had a low. Bafu Dolphin was a label, hey, a fitting. Hey, oh, hoy, have a he. Hey, oh, hoy, have a roa. Ale, little he, oh, he, oh. Open was a label, way of fitting. If I had a low, if I had a low. Buffled open, could he through hair on a heart? Hey, oh, hoy, habo hi, hey, oh, hoy, habo roa, ale, leiro hi, oh, hi, oh. When we hit through hair or not, if I had a low, if I had a low, Spamish, Gasu, Kasna, Hugamana, hey, oh, hoy, habo, hi, hey, oh, hoy, habo, roa, ale, leiro, hi, oh, hi, oh.
Ocean to Liverpool, I'll make
After Scottish Fish came Ken Folk from their new album, The Knotted Circle. Julie Ken sings and plays Baran with Ken Folk, and that was a track called Amikhen Shamas. I think I got that right. After Ken Folk came Jocelyn Petit and Ellen Jira with Across the Western Ocean from All It Brings. Jocelyn Petit plays fiddle and Ellen Jira cello. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, all that for as little as $1 per episode. You're also getting some highlight reels, which do not go in the public feed. Become a patron. A special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Brian Byrne, Janet Wilson, David Komai, Alan McKenzie, and Christy Ponce. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number 1, go to our Patreon page. Number 2, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $25 as a Celtic legend. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number 3, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman are up next. This is a track called Golden Egg of Ferenc. Tanya Opland sings vocals on this, and it features lyrics by Anne McCaffrey from their album, The Master Harper of Pern. If you enjoy Anne McCaffrey's books about Pern and the dragons she created in that, then you probably want to get a hold of this album. Here's Opland and Freeman.
By the golden egg of Ferenc, by the wee woman wise and true, breed a flight of bronze and brown wings, breed a flight of green and green and blue, breed riders strong and daring, dragon loving born as hatched, flight of hundreds soaring skyward, man and dragon fully. Thank you. streets of Ireland hold many a tale, and I'm going to tell you just the one. So close your eyes, listen within, and you just might believe when I'm done. The fog would roll in on the eve of December 24, and an angel, wings white as snow, would appear, leaving gifts for the poor. And they come. To have and to hold beneath the clothing they hope and joy, with pots full of silver. Rolled in so doubly dark, I felt her wing burst softly across my Irish heart. And they come.
Soon we'll swim in a watery world.
After Oplin and Freeman came The Breath with Let the Cards Fall from their album Only Stories, Let the Cards Fall Revisited, that features Rianach Connolly on vocals. Then, after The Breath came Claire Cunningham with Angel of the Emerald Isle from Dear Ireland, featuring Claire on vocals and guitar. And finally, The Immigrant's Farewell by The Har from their self-titled album with Molly Donnery on vocals. All right. Another fantastic episode of Celtic Women. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure you cast your vote for your favorite tracks in the show. It's all part of the Celtic Top 20, our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. We are going to finish up the show with Logical Flaw. This is a track called Home. It's from their album Acoustic Mixes. It features Emily Albright on fiddle and vocals and Dana Joris on flutes, whistles, and vocals. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you also for sharing the show. Thank you for telling a friend. And a huge thanks to all of our patrons. We're going into October next week. More music to come. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
I hear your father calling you across the field and through the gloom. It's getting cold tonight, and soon the wind will blow. Your dinner waits for you, and it's time to come back home. Oh, Billy, I hear your mother calling you. Your fields are plowed, your seeds are sown. Your labor's fruits revealed when the harvest moon has shone. But now the fields are dark and it's time to come back home. The soil you've tilled is rich, the streams run clear, the crops you've sown today increase from year to year. Just as certain as the sunrise fills the land with life and light, so too we all must take our rest in the stillness of the night. Billy, I hear your sister calling you, and it's time you should be going. From inside the house I can see a candle glowing. Rest easy, Billy dear, it's your time to come home. Listen for your voice when it's my time to come home.
Surprise, there's one more song. I mentioned Irish Fest Atlanta, which is happening the first weekend of November. One of the headliners for the event is Ashley Davis Band, and I thought I'd play some music from her, and I'm going to start with The Blackest Crow. This is from her album Night Travels, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, Sláinte.
The black
would surely turn to white if ever I prove false to you. Bright day will turn to
dear, I wish that
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find a link to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.